This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Now, we have on the phone our next guest with us.
Hey, she's a bit of a superstar here in Melbourne, isn't she?
She certainly is. Now, we've got Sarah Ward, the artist formerly known as Yana Alana,
right,
who is on the show talking to us on the phone. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on this lovely, bright, sunny
day.
After the election.
Yes,
thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
Because you're not feeling well, are you?
Oh, well, I'm in bed like so many thousands of other Australians with COVID.
I hope you're not too unwell.
So, yeah, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Now, Sarah, you've got a show as part of the Rising Festival, which is starting shortly. Now, this show is actually called Fart Fabulous.
Which I love the title.
And it's actually at the National Theatre. Now, tell us a little bit about the show and a little bit about yourself as well. Because, I mean, people know you as Yana Alana, but Sarah Ward, yeah, go on.
I sort of describe myself as probably a queer a performance artist. I've done a lot of work as Yana Alana and also as Queen Kong and the Homo Sapiens, and I have a show also called The Rainbow Tree, and I have a company with my partner Beck Matthews called Fat Fruit, and we're doing a lot of work in the variety area at the moment since we were commissioned by Mardi Gras and the Arts Centre a couple of years back to create a new show, a new variety, queer variety show, excuse me, and I can't say the title, but I can spell it, F-U-C-K, Fabulous.
Right.
And the idea of that was to sort of say, you know, not everybody it's not inclusive necessarily, fabulousness, because it can be quite commercial and it's a commodification of the idea. So what we did was create a show that was really body positive and says that, you know, basically what it was at the end of the day is that anybody can be fabulous and anybody can be what they want to be.
Absolutely.
But, you know, stuff those notions that they just belong to people of certain body types or certain skin colours or certain genders. So we created that show and it got this huge following,
yep.
Sold out, everybody absolutely loved it. And then we thought, hey, this shouldn't just be for adults. How would we create a version of this for younger audiences,
right,
for teenagers and for people who, you know, really need this messaging at a formative time in their life? But also, what if you've got someone older that you'd love to bring that wouldn't mind, you know, the tired of morning melodies, but want something a little bit more radical, but doesn't necessarily want to see someone drinking their urine. So we thought, hey, let's create a version called Fart Fabulous, and our motto is Farts Happen. So it's basically let it out.
Yeah.
It's that same idea. Be who you are.
Yeah.
Love who you are. It's unapologetically queer. And we do not apologize for being queer in front of young people.
Yeah.
This is who we are, and we do not carry shame.
Yeah, and
so
But Sarah, young audiences will really get it. Well, the title alone will, you know, get my niece and nephews, running down the street to get to it. But also, they're so open, aren't they? And they're so understanding nowadays of the queer culture.
Well, it's so true because I teach singing at a local primary school as a contractor,
yeah,
and I'm learning from them. I'm realizing that, oh my goodness, I'm in my early 40s and I have sort of quite old ideas, and I think I'm progressive sometimes. And then the young people come in and they say, this is the new thing. This is how we see the world. And they don't put it in a box as political.
Yep.
They don't see themselves as political. They just see themselves as being somebody who has a friendship group that is diverse in gender and sexuality. And, you know, it's not separate. It's not boxed or categorized.
Yeah, yeah.
It's integrated into their lives in a really healthy way.
And Sarah, how do you describe it? What can we expect when we come along to this?
It's really, really playful. It's brought to you by a whole bunch of incredibly diverse arts practitioners. So that's from visual artists, because there's a lot of AV, like a lot of audiovisual work, to dancers, performance artists, physical theatre makers, clowns, sideshow artists, circus artists, and I'm a singer, and my partner Beck plays drums, and all of the artists also jump behind an instrument and give it a go as well. So it's a real ensemble-based work of a group of queers and queer allies from diverse cultural backgrounds and perspectives. So it's sort of part of the zeitgeist at the moment, I think, is that, you know, we're sick of seeing the same faces on the same stages. St Kilda's a long way out for a lot of people, but we're really hoping that they'll take the punt. They'll get on a tram, or, you know,
number 96. You'll be there in 5 minutes from the city.
That's right. Yeah, just do it, because it'll be worth it. And as I was saying the other day, think about, you know, the young people will learn so much more from this than they would by Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, which you pay so much money for to go and see it. It could be life-changing for some young people.
Yeah.
So it's worth it, I think.
Brilliant. And it's part of the Rising Festival, which is congratulations for being part of Rising. And it's down
I'm so
at the
excited.
Yeah, which is, this is real exciting. We're featuring a few artists on the show today, Sarah, and you're the first one. And National Theatre, as you said, down in St Kilda, and it's on from the 2nd to the 4th of June. So just check out the Rising website, and it will have the details for it. And the title is spectacular. It's called Fart Fabulous. I want to go just because I love the title.
Look, don't think it's just for children. It's absolutely not. It's aimed more at teenagers and adults than anything else.
Right.
But when I say that, young people... there's nothing in there that is inappropriate for all the way down to two-year-olds.
Fantastic.
It's really created as an all-ages, so you can bring three or four generations.
Great. Can't wait to be there. Sarah, always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll see you on stage down at the National Theatre in St Kilda as part of Rising.
You're amazing. Thank you for the work you do.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Sarah Ward here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.